LYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. Rudy Grande is the producer and host of our new weekend show called Tracks of Light on KLYT. Listen Saturdays, 8 o'clock, and Sundays at 6 p.m. Tracks of Light will bring you back to the Jesus Movement music movement. I can't even say that three times fast. But I've got a guy in the studio right now, the producer and the host of Tracks of Light, Rudy Grande. Hi, Rudy.
Hello. I'm so glad that you like that show. We've talked about that. And I, you know, by the way, and everyone should, if you'd like to know about Tracks of Light, you go to tracksoflight.com and you will see what we are all about. But it is the Jesus music movement. And there's something there that needs to be said, all right? Have you, you've seen the ads for the new Jesus The Jesus Music.
Yes.
Is what it's called.
That's a new movie.
Yeah, it's a new movie. It's called The Jesus Music. And it's like The Jesus Music. What? Hello? That's it. I don't see dot, dot, dot. What happened? It was a movement.
Yes.
It was a movement of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit didn't die in the 80s when that movement seemed to have taken a little bit of a vacation. That spirit is still alive today. That Holy Spirit that launched the Jesus Music movement is reviving us today. It's reviving all of us who were saved, who got on track with the light of Christ back in the 70s and 80s. And you know what? We've got to go reclaim our families now. We've got to pass what the Holy Spirit did with us back then. We got to let our kids know and our grandkids know that Holy Spirit wants to live in you and bring out the gifts that he gave you for your generation so that that movement continues today.
Rudy, you don't like Christian music much, do you?
As you can tell. I got to tell you, I was not saved at a Christian music concert, but I certainly would have been shortly thereafter. I was saved at a David Wilkerson crusade. You remember David Wilkerson?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very powerful thing, you know. He gave just a very compelling message, and I was saved. But it was just a few months later that I started hearing Christian music. And how do you turn it off? I mean, you really can. It was music back in the 70s. It was music that sounded like anything that I would hear in general market, that I would hear on the stations that I used to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But the message was like, oh, wow, they're saying that? Yeah, that's true. And so all of a sudden you're saying, that's what I'm going to listen to. I want something good in my life. And so that's why I listen to it. Yeah, I love it.
So I have a question here about contrasting Christian music with music that you listened to before you were a Christian. And was it the words? Was it the music itself? Was it the heart of the people bringing us the music? What really reached you?
I hate to say, because it's going to sound really bad, like I'm not a Christian, but it was the music.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you deny some of the music that came out of the 60s and the 70s? I mean, when you think about it, back then the station was KRKE, all right? That was the top 40 station in town. How do you deny some of the music that was on there? I mean, it made you get up and want to dance. It made you really feel like you wanted to get close with somebody. Again, this dates me really bad, but how do you deny people like the Carpenters and Bread and Ambrosia? They just had great music.
Yes.
But then we had artists like that who did Christian music, and it's like, okay, I can cut and paste all of that for this new music that sounds every bit as good as the Carpenters. Well, Steve Ryman's producing here, and he's just ready to slam my mic.
He's rolling his eyes because he's a rock and roll guy.
Well, not just that, but he's in the Carpenters. Who were they? But do you get what I'm saying? The music that the Carpenters did was really good. It made you feel good about being with somebody.
You bet. Come on, Ryman.
Okay. Gotta find a mic that works. Okay.
Let's hear it full blast.
Well, I need, actually, Rudy doesn't know this about me. Okay. So I started, well, he does know this. I started DJing at roller rinks.
Right.
Actually in California. And my guilty pleasure after playing whatever we played in the 80s was to turn off all the lights, turn on the mirror ball, get the big dust sweeper, sweep the floor, listening to the best of the Carpenters.
Oh, there you go. See, so Steve really gets this. It's that music now.
Well, and let me make a connection here. The music we were playing, you know, in our lives replaced some of these artists. Some of these artists actually replaced some of those stars. Like, you may know this story, Rudy. Karen Carpenter used to sing in one of those small stages at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And who replaced Karen Carpenter when she left to go be a star? Michelle Pilar.
Michelle is a great, she was an actress.
Well, and actually Michelle was married to Larry Carlton.
How do you beat that?
Who was one of the best, studio musicians in LA. So there is a time, I mean, the level of quality kind of ebbed and flowed depending on who you were listening to on the Christian radio and really in radio in general. But there's a lot of connections, and music is, let me just say, based on what you've already said, music's powerful.
Yes.
I wonder if Steve listened to show number 5, which comes up this Saturday night following Calvary Church service.
I have not.
At 8.
Because we're going to talk about Carlton and Michelle Pilar.
Oh, wow.
Not quite that story. We're not going to talk about the Karen Carpenter part.
No, that's my own file.
But see, do you see how life works?
But I have to let our listeners know that you two, and people that don't know this, I mean, Steve Ryman, we are KLYT, used to be branded as K-Lite. Steve was at K-Lite many, many years ago. You worked together. Rudy, you were the station manager, and you ran the show, and you had this vision for contemporary Christian music, and it's an amazing thing. We now carry on that music tradition on Star 88 because we felt like a digital platform might be more effective for young people listening to Christian music.
And no, it's not just might be. It is more effective.
Yes.
That's where they live.
Yeah.
We don't need to reinvent what we did. We need to move on and let the Holy Spirit do His thing in today's world.
Yeah. Amen to that. Well, you know, I want people to know about this music because there may be people listening to the show that maybe they listen to worship music at church or they participate in the worship, but they haven't really ever listened to contemporary Christian music. And that's all genres. There's country Christian music. There's rock and roll Christian music.
There's, so there's Daniel Amos. Top 40. There's Darryl Mansfield.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot
City
of fun.
Limits. Okay.
Well, and, you're going to have to, I just last Wednesday, we had, Franklin Graham here in town for the Root Sick God Love You Tour out at the fairgrounds. And Dennis Agajanian opens up the whole thing. And you know, he's really a country artist. He's
right.
Been playing with Billy Graham and Franklin and everything they've done for years. And I could just see, particularly the people that were there to assist the, Billy Graham Evangelistic Association in, meeting with people after, you know, the presentation that Franklin gave, they were all just raising their hands, worshiping the Dennis Agajanian. And he's a country, you know, musician. So I know the power of music. I was on the air with you in 1978 when I was a sophomore at the University of New Mexico, and I was playing basketball, and I was running a shift at night over at K-Lite, and we were spinning records. Most young people don't even know what records are.
Right.
You know, you were teaching us segues and queuing up turntables and all kinds of fun things. But I think it's important for people to understand, you know, music just really does have a powerful impact. Rudy, what's your vision for Tracks of Light?
It is exactly what we've talked about. The Holy Spirit came alive. Wait a second. Hello. Sorry, Lord. That was not correct. The Holy Spirit has always been alive since he was breathed into the apostles. That Holy Spirit has moved all of these centuries. And what we've done is every now and then there's this real revival of the Holy Spirit that all of a sudden people start recognizing and they too get filled with that same Holy Spirit. But then life happens. Then things start to go on and we start to fall off track. We start to, oh gosh, this is so hard. And we start depending on ourselves to fix things. And we need we need our own personal revival. Well, so it is with the music that happened back in the 70s, the late 60s, really 68 to about 88. The music was really inspired by the move of the Holy Spirit. hundreds of thousands of people were caught up in that wave of the Holy Spirit. That same 100,000, many of us kind of got off track here and there, and I did. I got myself involved in a cult, and that's how come I ended up leaving K-Lite. Mm. I had to, right? And I got to, and I'll still thank forever. I'll thank Skip Heitzig, Pastor Skip Heitzig, for helping me recognize this is where you go. And it was through a guy by the name of Randy Rich who helped me move in that direction. Listen to that. Okay, so I get my life on track and everything's really good and I go about my life. But all of a sudden, a couple of months ago, you call and say, well, you know, we are going to move KNKT over to KLYT and, you know, they really would like a music show. And me and a couple of the guys that used to work at K-Lite immediately said, so what are we going to do? Well, what we wanted to do was we didn't want to just play music again because, okay, that would be great and everyone would feel good because, okay, we got that retro Christian thing going. Woohoo! We wanted it to mean something. And so we knew that we had to get people to reinvest in what happened in their life before. We already know what happened in between. Let's get back on track with the light of Christ. Let's get that Holy Spirit moving in us again so that we can embrace and reclaim our families. We can go to our kids and our grandkids and get them back into recognizing, you know, that same God that we used to, that used to always hate our music. But you couldn't deny the message. And we took you to church and we got you to follow. Well, the same thing happened to us, happened to you. We all need to get back in on track with the Holy Spirit.
I think it's funny. Something you just said reminded me of this. I remember my parents didn't like rock and roll music very much, period. And then when I started listening to Christian rock and roll music, they didn't like that either, which I just thought was funny. Today, if you're a parent and your child is listening to Christian rock, you are just thanking God. Thank you, Lord, that they're listening to something that's good for their brain instead of some of this other stuff
right.
That's out there.
You know, the other thing, too, Steve Ryman mentioned it a second ago. You know, what's really great is, and you did, too, you said Billy Graham used to have Dennis Agajanian on his stage.
Yes.
Did you know that Billy Graham also had Sheila Walsh on his stage?
I did not.
Did you also know that he had Love Song on his stage?
I did not.
See, these are people that, I mean, Sheila Walsh was, we called it in our first show, kind of the beginning of our own Christian British invasion. But she was, and she did things that were just like so beyond what, it's like your parents, they would have not liked. But Billy Graham recognized the Holy Spirit in that. A lot of us recognize the Holy Spirit in that, where we fell off track, wherever that was. We need to get back on track today because God loves us the same yesterday, today, and forever.
By the way, that would have been really helpful information for me to have with my parents. Well, Mom and Dad, Billy Graham likes it.
Well, you know, one of the other things you can do as far as connecting, you know, if you're going back to the elderly, our parents' age, who had difficulty with the new music that was coming out in the 70s, 80s, 90s, even today, is the support given by some of these new bands, by people like Bill Gaither, who really stepped up. And that's probably a show for you, Rudy, eventually, is just to go through and start playing some of the bands that Bill Gaither, who the parents would be fine listening to, but they wouldn't listen to DC Talk. But Bill Gaither and Toby Mac would probably be the first to tell you, you know, where a lot of the support he got in the early days came from. And correct me if I'm wrong, Billy or Rudy, but the Gaithers were instrumental.
Oh yeah, very instrumental. So were the Rambos. You remember the Dottie Rambo came.
Reba.
Well, Dottie, the mom.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the man's name, but Dottie Rambo. They have Reba Rambo, who starts to move towards that progressive, but then she gets married to a guy by the name of Donnie McGuire, and that's exactly what happened.
Press on.
And that's exactly what happened. All of a sudden, the world changed. Because Donnie was very progressive. All right? But yes, it's exactly what you're saying, Steve. It was people that came before us, too. Was the Holy Spirit not involved in that? Yes, he was.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit was involved in that, but it was something that culminated. And this is a really important point, where people were at their lowest. Mm. Talk to Tommy Coombs. Talk to Chuck Gerard. Talk to Annie and, Nellie and Matthew Ward. Mm. Their parents died, and they went to live with their older sister, Annie. It wasn't until that that they came to know the Lord. Mm. That was just in the show we had this week.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is, the Lord always meets us where? At our lowest. Mm. Why? Because he can deliver us from even that.
Yes. Amen. The show is called Tracks of Light. It's on Saturdays at 8 o'clock p.m. right after the services broadcast here on KLYT. And then again, there's an encore show at 6 o'clock on Sundays. Tracks of Light will bring you back to the Jesus music movement that started in the 1970s. Trends come and go, but this movement is still reviving us today. Rudy Grande is the host. He's with us right now. He'll be with us till 2 o'clock. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect. Please save the date for the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home annual holiday affair, benefit dinner, and auction Saturday, November 15th at the Embassy Suites Hotel, 5 p.m. Our annual holiday affair, benefit dinner, and auction is a fun way for us to share the successes of our children and thank you for your prayers and financial support. To buy tickets, donate auction items, or make a donation, call 898-5520. More information is available at acch4kids.org.
The largest investment for a family is their home. For decades, Carlos Griego and the team at Bosque Home Services has been taking care of houses. Now, here is Carlos talking with Jim Williams about some of the most common issues homeowners need to know about.
You made a statement to me in prior shows about how efficient a swamp cooler is compared to refrigerated air. I think the analysis was 20 degrees lower than the temperature outside.
That's one of the best swamp coolers in the world. We'll get you a 20 degree.
So if it's 100 outside, you're going to still be 80 in your house, even if your swamp cooler is working ideally.
Right, but it's the process of evaporation, so it feels a lot cooler than you think it is. There's a thing called temperature, and then there's a thing called sensible temperature.
Bosque Home Services, online at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200. That's HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. The host and producer of Tracks of Light, Rudy Grande, is in studio with me. Of course, Rudy, probably between he and Steve Ryman, our engineer, are probably the longest two individuals and had the most extensive involvement with KLYT Radio 88.3 than anybody. And so I'm blessed to have you both here with us in studio. Rudy, I'm going to change the perspective, though. We've been talking about the music that we've been listening to and how it blessed us.
Right.
I want to go from the perspective of the artist. And I want to ask you about, and maybe I should frame it this way. I've coached kids for a really long time. And so I'll have a child that I coached when he was 7 years old. Now he's 30 years old, and he comes up to me and says, "Hey, coach, I'm so-and-so." Of course, I can't recognize them because they're totally different. "Do you remember me from this basketball team? And, gee, you had a profound effect in my life, and I really appreciated it." And I'm blessed by that. Do these artists, these amazing people, do the DeGarmos and the Keys and the Amy Grants, do they realize the profound effect they had in our lives?
Well, back in the day, they did. Back in the day, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have cell phones and stuff. So people would always go up to them at a concert and say thank you. They would write them handwriting letters, send them to the artist's record company, and it would make it to the artists. But today, that's one of the reasons we do Tracks of Light. You've heard us say in the show, you know, make sure and go to tracksoflight.com because you can email the artists. You have no idea how that makes a difference. Some of these people are in their 70s now. Mm. What did I do with my whole life? I remember when it was in the 70s. Gosh, you know, the family and I ate a lot of rice, ate a lot of the easy meals because we were sacrificing. Did that ever come to anything? Did fruit come of that? For them to hear that from the audience today, from people that hear the show today and do go to tracksoflight.com and they email an artist, Yeah. You can only think.
Let's talk about what it was like to be an artist in those days. Albuquerque was kind of uniquely situated. You started Mountaintop Promotions, and Brad and Judy were kind of heading that up. We talked about that on a show that we had back last October. October. So a year ago. And Brad and Judy would talk about these artists need to make their way from New York to L.A., and they had to drive down I-40 right through Albuquerque, and you'd have a nice concert here. And yet they were living. This was not a big, glamorous kind of flying private jet kind of thing, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was on a bus, many times on in a van with a U-Haul behind it holding all the equipment. And it was, your turn to drive. I'm pulling over. I've already done 150 miles. Your turn. It was that. Yeah. And they went from town to town. I mean, again, the music capitals are Los Angeles and Nashville. Mm. Biggest city between those two are?
Albuquerque.
That's it. And you're going to hear, you would hear this. I could call up any one of these artists right now. And I could just say, by the way, Eddie, do me a favor. Can you tell me, how important was Albuquerque on your concert tours? He'd say it was the best city to go to in any of them in the country. Mm. And why is that? Because we had a station that was totally alive, totally working in the direction they were wanting to go. And why was that important to them? Because of what you just said. They were driving 150 mile stretches, and then it's the next guy's turn.
You know, one of the things, somewhat related to one of the things you guys brought up was the impact these guys had in people's lives. And we're talking about, you know, you were talking about the music they did on Christian radio. But you mentioned Eddie DeGarmo. Here's a guy who got started. Elvis recorded one of his songs. So actually, before he was doing Christian radio, he was having an impact on people's lives long before. And I don't know where Eddie's walk was with the Lord in that time, but I know as a young kid, you know, if Elvis records one of your songs, you're going to have some money to buy equipment, and it probably was some of the equipment Eddie DeGarmo and Key used to get started.
Yeah. Well, Steve, when he listens to three shows from now, he's going to get the story of where Eddie was back
in
the day.
Sit down and make sure I'm not spoiling.
No, not at all. Eddie didn't know the Lord back in that day when he wrote that stuff for Elvis. Mylon wasn't a Christian. Yeah. Mylon was 16, I think, or 14.
Although he's from a Christian family, the Lefevers.
And okay, weren't we all
you two
then
are using first names and last names.
Yeah.
Like I could say Magic, and you'd know who that was, right? Because that's a basketball
a
player that I happen to know. Well,
well, my, know, and Mylon
Irving
actually.
Magic Johnson. Right. Tell us
a similar
tell
story,
us
though.
So Eddie DeGarmo.
Eddie DeGarmo, Fibber DeGarmo.
And Mylon Lefever, who actually, yeah, a similar story, at a young age, wrote a song that Elvis recorded. Hmm. And he was with Atlanta Rhythm Section back in the day, if you remember So Into You and Imaginary Lover and those
songs.
Do
you think people even, I mean, I was listening to this music. I didn't know any of this history with these guys with secular artists prior to being Christian. But you two, well, that's why I wanted to have you on, because you really just love Christian music. You so much appreciate the Holy Spirit leading these men and women to write songs and minister to people. Are the artists in supportive of Tracks of Light?
Oh, my gosh. It is amazing the number of artists that have called, that have emailed, that have texted and said, when are we going to calendar an interview? Yeah. Gosh, let's just catch up. And let me be really clear on something, okay? I today, 2021, am learning a lot of these stories. I didn't know that story about Eddie DeGarmo till about 2 weeks ago when I'm talking with Eddie on the phone. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that. Did you know, Steve,
yeah,
that Dana didn't know the Lord until they were both seniors in high school, and Eddie led him to Christ?
I don't know if I may have heard that story. You know,
it's in Eddie's
I've seen
book
him so many times live. And actually, you know, that's some of the difference, too. It seems like more maybe back in the 70s, 80s, I want to say 80s because that's when I started. You know, these guys, they weren't pastors. Now. Some of them are.
They are now.
Mylon's a pastor, you know, but Mylon Lefever. You know, these guys would share stuff on stage. And, you know, I think of a DeGarmo and Key Live album that came out. I think it was Dana Key of DeGarmo and Key that shared an illustration about Peter. The illustration essentially is, you know, we often hear the story about Peter and how he lacked in faith because when he stepped out of the boat, he started to sink. But have you ever realized or thought of, you know, Peter was the only one who stepped out of the boat, you know, that he had the faith to get out of the boat. And somehow his conversation went to persecution. And he said, I'm not praying for persecution, but the church thrives in persecution. And maybe that's a little bit of what we need. And actually, I've thought of that more recently than in years past because, the church, man, in America now needs to be heard. And they need to be shook a little bit. Some of them got their head in the sand, I think.
I don't know. Steve, I'm going to just add another perspective of what you're saying. I don't know if the church needs to hear any of the artists from before. We just need to be reminded of them. Yeah. The reason I said that I'm just learning about that today in 2021 is because we didn't need to know that story until it came in concert in this city. In fact, if I remember right, it was at the Christian Center, correct? I'm pretty sure that's where that. Okay, so
that's where I saw all the concerts.
And my point is we right here in Albuquerque had a chance to experience the Holy Spirit in a way that a lot of other places were getting glimpses of it. Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa was another place that had that huge burgeoning explosion of the Christian Jesus music movement.
Yes.
All right. The Church on the Way, Pastor Jack Hayford's in Van Nuys, California. Huge. Melody Land. Huge. But a lot of places didn't. And so why is it so important that this is here today? Because many people who still live here today can pass that on to people because the Holy Spirit's now trying to make a revival digitally across this nation, maybe across the globe. But what Steve is saying is correct. Those are really good things. The only thing that I want to just make a real strong point on is we didn't know that story back then because we didn't need to know it. Mm. People didn't need to know that Eddie DeGarmo got started because he wrote a song for Elvis Presley. The people that sat on the wall, you remember the wall at El Dorado High School?
I do.
Where everyone, groups.
I sat a little bit too much.
they didn't need to know that story. They needed to say, can you listen to the way that guy hits the guitar? Wow, listen to that. They loved that.
Yes.
That's all they needed to know. Well, today we're adults and we need to say, now we need to listen to the message because the Holy Spirit's moving in us today. I need to wake up. I need to start embracing my family again. I need to get them to go to church again. Why is church important? Let's call in Skip. He'll tell you. We have to go to church. Why? Because we can't ignore the fellowship of one another.
We need to live life together. Absolutely.
So that's why it happened. So it wasn't, I was disagreeing, Steve. I was just saying, you know, back then we didn't need to know it, but today we need to.
Yes.
Today we have to know that.
Rudy, is there an artist or a group of artists that you can identify that kind of started the Jesus music movement?
There were five of them, and I wish I could remember all their names right now, but it was Tommy Coombs and Chuck Girard with Love Song. That's what started the Jesus music movement. If you were to say, and the epicenter was Huntington Beach, California. And it was a pastor that turned to his wife one night and said, look at these druggies, the people that, and she's sitting there in the car crying and saying, they need Christ. And all of a sudden, he invites them to come to their church. They plan a Thursday night. It then turns into a Saturday night concert every Saturday night. 2,000-3,000 people going every Saturday night. Boom. At the same time, wasn't quite that dramatic at the Church on the Way, but I told you of Nellie and Matthew Ward. They end up at Annie and Buck Herring's house, come to know the Lord, and is birthed out of that. The second chapter of Acts, our show this last week, also brought in something that I didn't know until this week. And then they brought Barry McGuire into this scene. Mm. They brought Michael and Stormy O'Martin into the scene, who really had, Michael had probably one of the most profound impacts on Christian music in the 80s. Dare I say Debbie Boone? Dare I say Donna Summer? All of these people that they brought in that came to know the Lord and had an even bigger, it just took that whole experience of the Holy Spirit in music even further, it was really a great time. But yes, the beginning was, that was a long answer to your short question.
That's
it was
great,
a love song.
Great stuff. I understand we have a caller. You have something you want to say to Rudy Grande? Hi, Vonda.
Hi, Rudy. How are you? Thank you for being on today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling.
You just brought up so many memories, and I remember back when K-Lite was on Eubank, and my husband at the time was kind of, you know, teetering on coming to the Lord, and Disciple used to play, I Just Know Jesus Is the Way. And that song just got him.
Isn't that great?
Just that music to reach him.
And isn't that great that the Holy Spirit could do that?
It's amazing. And I feel like the Holy Spirit is still here and wants to work in our city. And we have a place for that. And I pray every day that God brings that back and brings back the concerts and brings back a place for the youth. Because our youth is the next generation and they're very important. And you guys and this station has always been a big part of the Holy Spirit being used to reach the unreachable.
Vonda, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to, everybody that you remember from back in those days and all the people that you become friends with since then, I want you to send them a text today and just tell them to go to tracksoflight.com. And here's why, because you can hear some of the shows we've done and you'll hear every one of them every week as we post a new one every week and it plays here. But there's this magic button on there that says listen live. And if you go to that right now, you can hear this radio station today, tomorrow, overnight. If you wake up and you say, I can't sleep. Okay. Go to tracksoflight.com and hit the listen live button. It's right at the top and you're going to get this station. And this station today is carrying that movement on, but not just in what we had back then, in a way that today's generation of young people can pick up on it. And let's see where the Holy Spirit grows them in each of the gifts that God gave them so that the same thing that happened to your husband can happen to other people around us.
Yeah, I want to thank Vonda for calling. We appreciate that so much. It's a blessing that you were encouraged and your husband especially.
Yeah.
And God used music to bring him to faith. Rudy Grande is the host and producer of Tracks of Light. We're talking about this all the way up till 2 o'clock. Stay with us. A lot of fun stories. And if you'd like to call us, give us a call at 338-5790. Between Ryman and Grande, we got all the answers on Christian music. We'll be right back after these messages.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
We may impress people with our strengths, but we connect through our weaknesses. We may impress people when we look strong, but we connect in moments of vulnerability. You know that lady in your office that you hate because she's so perfect? I just hate Miss Perfect. She just walks in here, and then she comes in, and she has a real problem. You say, ooh, I like her. She's just like me. You connect through weakness. Think about the speakers that we've heard over the last couple of days. When the speakers are scripted with powerful, good content, you're engaged. And the moment they open up, you're engaged on a whole nother level. When they talk about their weaknesses, their own self-doubts, their own struggles, suddenly your heart bonds with them and there's real power and real connection. Leaders, this is complicated, it feels risky, but it's so important. Show the people what's in your heart.
That was Craig Groeschel with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
Here is Skip Hightech.
Some people just live to be affirmed by people. Pat me on the back, tell me I'm nice, tell me I look good. I need that all the time. I need that.
This is a hot spot.
God knows just the right time to raise you up, to lift you up.
Hot spot.
Here's the grand point. Trust God enough with your life that you don't live for people's affirmation, but you wait for God's exaltation. If God the Father in due time exalted Jesus, and it stated the principle over and over again 5 times in the New Testament, he will exalt the humble, then he'll exalt you.
You can hear Skip teach each weekday on Pray.com and their app.
So following Jesus will cost you sacrifice and service, but following Jesus in obedience and humility also pays. God will reward humility, and it will bring unity. When you and I look out for other people's interests, it makes a dramatic impact.
From
the KLYT broadcast studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect would like to thank Essenmacher Family Dental for their support of KLYT, with services including children's dentistry, preventive dentistry, and more. Their new Albuquerque office is located at 8310 Palomas Avenue Northeast, Suite C, 505-372-0086, or online at snmacherdental.com. We are back on ABQ Connect with Rudy Grande. Rudy is producing and hosting Tracks of Light. It's a new show that you can hear right here on KLYT on Saturdays, 8 o'clock p.m. Encore performance at 6, and then it's also available online at tracksoflight.com. You can go back and listen to one of the four shows that's already played to this
right.
point.
And the, you know what, I'll just tell you, the last show we did was really my favorite because it tells the story of the second chapter of Acts. Because I did not know that that was how the whole band started. And, Keith Green is coming up this week. You know, God, was last week my favorite show or the nut one coming up, huh? But when you hear the story of Keith Green, you're going to be amazed because, you know, Keith Green had a profound impact on this city. Cause, and you heard the story from Brad and Judy Key. I remember listening to the show and they told the story of we had gone out. We rent the Kiva Auditorium, which was never cheap.
Uh-huh.
We did all the stuff. We got the hotels, the food, all the stuff that goes along with the contracts to get these people here. And it was never anything bad. But again, we were also mountaintop promotions and didn't have a lot of excess money. And Keith Green had one of his moments where he was exhorting. Were you at that, Steve?
Not sure.
Okay. He was exhorting the crowd. And at one point he said, you know what? You need to stop and think about this. You need to think about what I told you about. I'm dismissing the concert now. It's over. I want you to walk out and I want to be able to hear a pin drop. And you could. People walk. And Brad and Judy and I and Steve McKee and a bunch of people were looking at each other. And we're mouthing to each other, how are we going to pay for this?
Yeah.
Because we hadn't taken the offering. And it got us in a conversation with Keith in the last day's ministry. It brought us a connection with Amy Grant. Amy Grant said the tribute that we made for Keith Green the day that he died, we put together a tribute on the air right away. Amy said that was probably one of the most honest, genuine tributes that she had heard about him. We had an impact in this big, huge thing called the Jesus Music Movement. And Keith Green, we're going to tell the story of Keith Green because that was a nothing story that I just told you compared to how he came to know the Lord. That story is compelling and you'll hear it within the first 17 minutes of Tracks of Life this Saturday night.
This Saturday night.
Yeah, you got to hear it.
Rudy, how have you been able to encourage or have you been encouraged by talking with a lot of these artists starting up Tracks of Life?
Both. I'll tell you, let me tell you quickly how I've been encouraged. You know, some of them I did not know were going to. And you open up your email and it says Steve Archer. Hmm. You say, wait a minute, I know that name, but it can't be him. And it was. And he said, Brian Duncan sent me this link. Wow. Thanks for wanting to interview me. I'd love it.
Hey, again, connecting the quality of levels. For those who don't know, Steve Archer, from the band The Archers, by the way, and this will bring a memory probably to you, Rudy, and why I'm saying it. This last weekend, Marilyn McCoo had a birthday. I think she's 73, about that age. But Marilyn McCoo, who don't know her, besides being a host of Solid Gold back in the 80s, was part of the Fifth Dimension, which was so appropriate with the balloons going up this weekend, up, up, and away. Marilyn McCoo and Steve Archer just had a beautiful duet they did. These were the kind of musicians that these guys were running around with. And I say it ebbed and flowed. There were and maybe Rudy and I would disagree on this. Some of it was very good. Some of it was pretty bad.
But that's not different than secular music today.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
How about the people? These are perfect people, right? Because they're Christian musicians.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so I say that tongue in cheek, obviously, because these are people struggling just like we are with everything. And for all have sinned. And you mentioned that community. Why should you go to church? Because we need to live life together. We need to encourage one another. And music just has this profound way of maybe one person or four people in a band playing music touch thousands of people.
Everyone that's listening to the show right this second, I want you to go to Tracts of Light sometime today, not this week, today. Go to Tracts of Light when you've got an hour, and I want you to listen to this week's show. You want to hear about the stories of how tough people have had it? Listen to the story of Michael and Stormy O'Mardian. Listen to that story of Stormy O'Mardian. No, we're not perfect people. But listen to God's redemption and feel the redemption as the Holy Spirit falls on you. You have to. We're not perfect people. But this is the thing. Back then, that was what they fought most. They fought the church more than they fought anyone else. Because the church is also, yeah, you rock and rollers. And they hated it.
Well, they fought the church also. When there was blood in the water, man, the church was pretty horrible to some of these artists.
Oh, yeah. But encouraging the artists, I mentioned Brian Duncan. I remember we talked, Brian and I have talked more about this show than me and any of the artists. Though, how do you not say Tommy Coombs? Tommy, I want to see the Jesus music, and I think the movie still needs another word. But it's the Jesus music, and I went to see it, and there was something that happened at the very beginning of it, the first 20 minutes, and it wasn't until just before the end that Tommy says something in the movie. And I literally, in the movie theater, I started texting him. Tommy, I need to talk to you. You are the one who tied this whole thing together. You started and you tied this movie together. Even though this movie is about Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, DC Talk, Toby Mack, and all of them. And those are great people.
And movie'd be worth seeing. Especially if you're a music aficionado.
Yes,
right?
It is. It would be totally worth seeing. But Tommy calls me at 10:30 Friday night or Saturday night. So my point is that, yeah, we talked to a lot of people and we've gotten involved. But the Brian Duncan thing I wanted to share is we did the first show, and the first show was rough. I mean, it was a demo show that we just needed to pass by the powers that be here at K-Lite, KLYT. And it was really fun to do, but it was rough. You heard it, Jim. You know it was a rough production. Brian, I sent it to Brian. I said, Brian, do you think this is passable? Do you think that the station will like it? And I don't think Brian would mind me saying this. He called me and he said, Rudy. Literally, I picked up the phone. Hey, Brian. He said, Rudy, you brought me to tears with this show. I forgot how genuine every piece of music was back then. As that goes to what Steve was just saying. No, it wasn't all good. But it all had the Holy Spirit involved in it.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah.
So it worked.
Yeah. And let me back up, because I said something. You know, I want to make sure I'm not just bashing the church and their
bashing
behavior.
Bashing the code.
Yeah, bad. Nice. Because they were loving.
Okay, by the way, the church is us.
That's part of what I want to clarify. I'm not talking about the corporate entity. I'm talking about believers. Which we see happen every day in church when something happens. But you know what? There's believers around those people that are suffering, that are loving and non-judging, holding people accountable. It's not to say people shouldn't be held accountable, but, I want to, give credit to what I'm about to say, probably to the teaching I've heard from Skip Heitzig over the years. And I forget if it's from Galatians, but it talks about correcting a brother. And when you go to them, gently is the word used. And the word used from the Greek is the same word used in resetting a bone. Mm-hmm. It hurts to hold someone accountable, but the ultimate purpose is to heal. And thank God for those Christians who saw those artists hurting and reached out to them in love. And when I say love, I mean wanting the best for them, and gently brought them back to what you're trying to do with the show, Rudy, is get people back on track and focused on the light.
It's interesting. Steve may be in my head a little bit more than I want him to. Because this week we're going to bring in Gentle Faith. Another one of those bands from the very beginning. You may remember them, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this is the kind of music that some people may never have heard ever again in their lives since they heard it on K-Lite back in the day. But you're going to hear it again on KLYT on this show. Because, again, it was one of those things. They weren't one of the big, huge artists, but they were part of the whole. We are all parts of one body. We need each other. And what Steve was saying is right. It's gentle. And it was Gentle Faith. That was the name of the band. So he just got in my head.
Rudy Grande, the producer and host of our new weekend show called Tracks of Light, in studio with us. And, of course, Steve Ryman, our engineers, joining in the conversation. Both of these guys just love music, period. And when you start talking about the Holy Spirit and Christian lyrics, it's an amazing thing. So we got a lot more to cover in about 15 minutes, which we probably can't do. That's just our excuse to have you back on the show. We'll be back with Rudy Grande right after these messages.
Here's John Chitwood with an automotive analogy.
Wouldn't you agree that most people have never even read the small owner's manual that's found in the glove box of all their vehicles? That is because they think they know it already and will only open and read it in a time of an emergency. Sound familiar? There is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. It's God's written word, the Bible. God is the creator and the designer, and in the Bible you will find God's design and purpose for your life and how he made a way of salvation for you and me, that we may have eternal life with him through his son Jesus Christ. Let us remember what David said in Psalm 119, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you."
An automotive analogy with John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300, or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, popular creation speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, have investigators found any evidence of life in outer space?
Not a bit, Chris. They've pointed their telescopes to the skies, hoping to pick up any signal that's non-random, like Morse code. Actually, they're setting their sights rather low. They think that just a few letters would indicate intelligent life. But at the same time, scientists look at the incredibly complex information-loaded DNA code with billions of letters all in a precise sequence and call it random. In spite of this incredible complexity, atheistic scientists refuse to believe that it's the evidence of intelligence. Yet they say that the simple hoped-for code from outer space would be the sign of intelligent life. How inconsistent. At least the creation model doesn't depend on claims such as this. Let's go back to Genesis and get it right.
For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
On October 7th, I'm going to be out at the Revel Entertainment Center from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30. It's for the BASH event, Business and Social Hour, with the New Mexico Business Coalition. John Tamney is an author. He's going to be speaking about business and talking about how New Mexico businesses can literally come back from the effects of COVID-19 and everything else. The event does cost a couple bucks just to help the nonprofit New Mexico Business Coalition. But after John Tamney speaks, there's going to be a dueling pianos entertainment. There's going to be three different kinds of entrees or available for dinner. I think it'll be a fun event. I'm going to be out there myself, and you may go to the New Mexico Business Coalition and sign up if you'd like to take a look at the event. It's going to be a neat, informative. All voters ought to be doing things to research and figure out what our public policy makers need to be doing in this state. But we can't even decide one thing about that till we know ourselves some of the options. So New Mexico Business Coalition, by the way, I want to tease that a little bit and say that Carlos Sontag, the director and founder of the organization, will be on the show tomorrow. So I hope people will come
Carla.
Out.
I love Carla. She's a fun lady.
Hey, Rudy, I want to get back to talking about music a little bit. We were just kind of talking about the multi-billion-dollar industry
right
off the air that Christian music has turned into. But back in the day, it was pretty hard to support your family when you were in Christian music.
It was awful. There were some marriages broke because of it. And some of them never came back. Yeah, that was part of it. But those people are still strong Christians today.
Well, I got a great story of a marriage that was brought together because of some of this.
Let's hear it.
I was interviewing a guy, some of you really old people would know, named Mark Farner.
Why are you pointing at me when you say you really old people?
Mark Farner. Now, I want to say, I can't remember the secular band, but it's right on, it's Richie Furay.
Oh, no, no, that's Poco.
Okay, got it.
And Richie Furay was Poco.
Okay.
Mark Farner was Grand Funk.
Oh, that's right.
Some Kind of Wonderful was Mark's voice. For those who are familiar with the old Christian music, Isn't It Amazing was his big song. But what a beautiful story Mark told about he and his wife who had separated. I don't know if they were separated or divorced, but they were done and separate. And he came to the Lord. And I don't remember the timing, but separately, both of them found the Lord. and
their marriage was restored.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
See, and yeah, again, got to listen to the show this Saturday night because I'm sorry, the show I just told you to go to the website and listen to, show number 4. When you
that
hear
played this past weekend.
Yeah. When you hear Michael and Stormy's story, it is a story of restoration. Christ is a story of restoration.
So those listening, really, trouble in marriage, there's some great encouragement coming. Is that this weekend or last weekend?
No, it was this weekend. It's show 4 on the on the website.
So go listen to the show. There's hope. And I can tell you from personal experience and people I know, God can heal marriages. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say, we could sit here and promise if you're having marriage problems that they're going to get, there's going to be reconciliation and get fixed, but he can. And often it's because we need to be obedient.
Tracksoflight.com is where you want to go, mm-hmm. and you can access the 4 shows that have already been on. It's mm-hmm. weekly here every weekend on KLYT. And frankly, Rudy, we're hoping that some other radio stations pick it up across the country.
Well, that is the hope. And also talked to somebody recently at a large network that is talking about putting this format on the network. And she said, well, now that's all really interesting to me because Jim Williams invited me to a restaurant up the street here. I'm not going to say what
you can say it.
Taco Cabana.
The Holy Spirit flows at Taco Cabana.
Very well, I might add. anyways, Jim says, we're going to do making these changes and, we'd like to do a Christian show. Then Steve McKee and I met at
Taco Cabana.
And we said, well, it can't just be songs. I mean, what's that going to do? It's got to have something. And then Steve said, you know what? If we started kind of connecting the dots, how did this band get into it? How did that band get into it? La, 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 la. And it came into being. We then start talking to the artists. Tommy Coombs and I were talking 2 months ago. He said that some very, very wealthy benefactors gave several $1 million to Biola University in Southern California. But the importance of it was to put a library in place, and it opens this week, a library in place that talks that is all about the move of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And this year, the whole talk in that library is about Christian music. And strangely enough, there's another Christian music movie coming out next year. There is something happening, folks. God is moving. He's awakening us to do great things in our generation. We were put on this planet for a purpose. He hasn't changed what he had started in the beginning when he created us well before we were ever in existence. Paul tells us about this in Ephesians 2. You are hand fashioned by God, the Father, created in his Son Christ Jesus, which means everything you do that's goofy is taken care of, for good works, which he prepared beforehand so that you can walk in them. We need to walk in the gifts God gave us. We didn't disqualify ourselves when we became goofs. I didn't.
No.
None of us did. We need to be about it for the rest of time because there's a generation that we've raised. We have kids and many of us grandkids. If we don't reclaim those kids and get them back on track with the light of Christ, this is a nasty world. And I don't know if you saw the news today, but it's getting nastier.
Yeah. Well, we are about to have an election November 2nd. We've got a mayoral election. We have a school board election. We have a city councilor election. And that's just in Albuquerque. There's cities all around New Mexico that have exactly the same thing. We have an out-of-control crime wave going on.
Almost 100 in the city of Albuquerque. That's crazy.
Rudy, when you talk about music, though, the people that we're talking about committing these crimes or that are overtaken by sin, their lives can be changed by listening to the message in the music.
Wherever people have been tempted and walk on down that path of temptation, there is restoration. Every time, 100% of the time, not 99%, 100% of the time, because of the Holy Spirit. And it is that. And I, if we have just a second long, I'm going to tell this one story. And I know I told it a year ago when we were on the station, but there was a young man who got lured into a Black Sabbath concert, went down the path, and the next morning was so haunted by things that happened to him overnight that he sat at the doorway of the studios that Vonda talked about in her phone call of K-Light. Mike Scott, who was the morning host at that time, mm-hmm. Mike Scott came, sees this kid, had his shirt ripped up. It was a Black Sabbath shirt, and he was freaked out, and Mike led him to Christ. God is going to reach every one of us, period, if we'll let him. He's never going to invade us. He's going to overcome us, but it's up to us to overcome all the stuff that we want to hold on to.
We have 3 minutes left, and there's no way you two can answer this question in less than 3 minutes, but you're going to have to. I want to know today, not your greatest Christian song or favorite of all time, but today, what's your favorite Christian song?
That's way too hard.
You too.
Are you asking what's our?
I want to know.
A current artist.
It could be anyone. What's your favorite Christian song?
Anything. What's your favorite song? It can just be.
I've probably got several. One of the ones that, and I'll tell you, I was having I had a bad day, and I had my whole music mix, and I was with friends at a place where I could actually kind of have my earbuds in. And I'm like, I'm just going to kind of participate and sit here and listen to music. Need to Breathe's Garden came on. It's a song called Garden. I'm a fan of Need to Breathe anyway, but I never realized it's a total worship song.
Yeah.
And it totally ministered. This was probably in the last 5 years. And it just, man, it hit me right where I needed it that night.
I love it. Rudy?
Adam Again. Michael O'Mardigan's Adam Again. It's part of the Tilo Suite on his Adam Again album. Can we ever be Adam again? He describes life the way it is, and then he shows us the restoration. Adam Again by Michael O'Mardigan, yeah.
I love it.
But I love them all. I mean, how do you, picking a best, a favorite, yeah. Hard to, but if I were to be nailed down to one, it would be Adam Again.
It's okay to have a different answer tomorrow.
And there will be.
And there will be. I love that. Tell us one more time, where can you listen to Tracks of Light?
Tracksoflight.com. You know what? Google has a thing on there, too, that a lot of times you'll hit Tracks of Light, and it'll say, unsafe website. Just go to the very bottom, hit advanced, and say, take me to it anyways. It's a fine site. It is Google's way of saying, we hate redirects.
Yeah. Well, and Google wants you to spend a bunch of money with them, or they Correct. Don't treat you right.
Yep, that's exactly right. So go to tracksoflight.com. Just hit the, if it comes up unsafe, just hit advanced, and right under the very bottom, very gray, it's just proceed to website. Hit that, and it takes you to it. And listen, I want you to do it today. You got to listen to today's show, and then listen Saturday night again, because there's the Keith Green story. You don't want to miss either of those stories.
Saturday night, 8 o'clock, right here on KLYT. Rudy and Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.